political football. Azak Odendal, investment strategist at Old Mutual Wealth. The 2026 FIFA World Cup has been a welcome distraction, but the "football unites the world" motto is a stretch. The world seems more divided than ever, and more uncertain. The US, a co-host, remains at war with Iran, though a fragile ceasefire has allowed oil supplies to start normalizing and energy prices have declined rapidly. The reason the present geopolitical environment feels so uncertain is not so much that there are more conflicts between states, most are usually often overlooked in the Western media in any way, but because the Western countries are involved, either directly or indirectly. More specifically, the US has gone from being the anchor of the so-called rules-based international order to a source of instability, while Europe must deal with Russian revanchism on its doorstep. This sense of geopolitical instability is further driven by domestic political upheaval. Arguably, the traditional left-right political spectrum that dominated politics in the 20th century is now a matrix. Politicians are not only defined by whether they believe in free markets, right, or government intervention, left, but also by whether they are mainstream politicians who believe in institutions, or populists who want to tear up the system. Chart 1, World Uncertainty Index. Source, worlduncertaintyindex.com. Brejets, I've had a few. Take the UK as an example. Within the space of a few days, it commemorated the 10th anniversary of the Brexit referendum while also learning that it would soon have a new prime minister. The two are linked, as the Brexit vote and rise of populism have reshaped British politics, probably ending the 100-year-old two-party system. There have been 6 prime ministers in the past decade, soon to be 7, compared to only 8 over the previous 50 years. Populism has long stalked Latin America and elsewhere, but the Brexit vote to leave the European Union in June 2016 was probably the first time it forcefully emerged in the English-speaking world. It was a classic exercise in scapegoating, blaming Britain's problems on the bureaucratic elite in Brussels and migrants, while offering a single quick-fix solution: leave the EU and everything will get better. Instead, many things deteriorated, and today a majority believe that leaving the EU was a mistake. With characteristic British humour, this Brexit regret is known as regret. There was no immediate post-Brexit recession, but there is little doubt that the UK economy is smaller today than it might have been had it remained within the EU. Moreover, the timing of the vote couldn't have been worse, since the world has changed. Brexiteers thought they could turn the country into a free trading champion, but the global free trade agenda has been under attack from US President Trump, the other symbol of populism. There are different definitions of populism, and different variants across time and place. Broadly speaking, however, populist movements tend to share the same playbook. A strong, charismatic leader who argues that he, usually a man, is the embodiment of the nation. An us versus them narrative where the people are positioned against a corrupt elite or outsiders, immigrants or ethnic minority groups, with the latter blamed for the country's problems. A disdain for democratic checks and balances, since the leader or the movement represents the true will of the people. Silver bullet, economic policies are put forward to address complex problems, but they ultimately make things much worse over the long term. A sense of nostalgia for an imagined past. Trump's Make America Great Again harks back to better days, while the Brexit mantra, Take Back Control, reflects a time when Britain was supposedly in control of its own destiny. The rise of populism in the West is, of course, a multifaceted phenomenon. However, there is broad agreement that at least 4 key trends are at play. Deindustrialization, driven by the rise of China and other outsourcing hubs as well as automation, saw the decline of well-paying manufacturing jobs for low-skilled workers. These losses have been concentrated in Rust Belt communities. A loss of trust in institutions, particularly following the 2008 financial crisis, when there was the broad and not entirely unfounded view that the bankers responsible for the calamity were bailed out, while ordinary people were left to suffer. A case of privatizing the gains but nationalizing the losses. A sense that the culture is shifting, whether through social issues or more immigrants who look, speak and worship differently. This creates fertile ground for politicians to stoke culture wars and divide the population, amplified by social media echo chambers, rising inequality and a sense that the system is rigged in favor of elites. It took 100 years between John D. Rockefeller becoming the first billionaire and Jeff Bezos becoming the first centibillionaire, worth $100 billion, in 2017. Remarkably, it took only another 9 years before Elon Musk became the first trillionaire. It is not just about tech moguls, however. In many Western countries, there is a more mundane but equally frustrating form of inequality as expensive housing markets lock young people into a lifetime of renting, while benefiting older homeowners. According to the Office of National Statistics, the average London home cost the equivalent of 4.4 years of average annual income in 1995. 3 decades later, that figure had risen to 10.6 years. Chart 2. Deindustrialization, the decline in manufacturing jobs. Source. LSEG Datastream. None of these causes of populism and political division show clear signs of improving, meaning that politics could get even more challenging over time. If artificial intelligence, AI, disrupts labor markets to the extent its proponents argue it will, popular anger could rise further. AI could also be a handy tool for sowing misinformation and further undermining trust. Immigration, a big driver behind support for far-right parties across Europe and the MAGA movement in America, will likely become even more of a vexed issue. This is because birth rates across the Northern Hemisphere have fallen well below replacement levels. Immigration is the only way to ensure a stable, never mind increasing, labor force. Countries face a choice: limit immigration in the name of social cohesion and shrink or grow through accepting more immigrants. The challenge then becomes assimilation, something European countries have struggled with. Chart 3. Birth rates in selected countries. Source: World Bank. Immigration is an emotive topic in South Africa too. The country is on edge this week ahead of planned anti-immigrant protests, amid concerns that tensions could escalate given the history of xenophobic violence over the past 20 years. Of course, the labor market dynamics are very different. In rich countries, migrants tend not to compete with locals, often doing the low-skilled jobs locals do not want. In South Africa, there is intense competition for low-skilled work, but it should be acknowledged that migrants also bring entrepreneurial drive and talent. The government acknowledges that the country's borders have been far too porous, though the estimated foreign-born population of 3 million people is relatively small compared to richer and older countries. Chart 4. Foreign-born population as share of the total. Source. OECD. Stats SA. A crackdown on migrants risks a different type of backlash. If the rest of the continent develops a negative view on South Africa over alleged xenophobia, many people from other African countries pointedly supported Bafana's opponents, it reduces the country's soft power on the continent. This could also create headwind for South African businesses. Since the country's economic future is intertwined with the rest of Africa, this does tremendous damage. Risk and opportunity. This issue is also not going to get easier. Sub-Saharan Africa is the only region in the world still experiencing rapid population growth. Its young and growing population is a tremendous opportunity for South African businesses, but we must assume most African countries will fail to produce enough jobs for burgeoning labor forces, which will lead to ongoing out-migration, including to South Africa. Therefore, there is fertile soil for populism across the continent, and in South Africa. Simply put, the risk remains that a lack of meaningful economic growth and job creation in South Africa leads the electorate to embracing populist politicians, or that mainstream parties turn to populist policies to outflank them. The structure of the South African political system helps. A coalition environment will by nature include many different voices. Even if populist parties form part of the governing coalition, their impact will be diluted. In presidential systems such as the US and much of Latin America, it is easier to win by a small margin and then claim to be the only true representation of the nation. Nonetheless, A rise in populism would likely be negative for the economy and financial markets, which is why investors already demand a risk premium in South African bonds and equities. While greater political maturity and faster economic growth can reduce the premium, it is unlikely to disappear in what remains the most unequal society in the world and fertile soil for populism. The more intriguing question is if such an inequality discount will rise in other markets. Investment implications. In closure, a few investment implications for South African investors. The last point argues for sufficient diversification. Local politics can take a turn for the worst again, and international exposure is the best hedge against this. By the same token, it should be clear that this is far from the only country where people are unhappy. Overexposure to South African assets is risky, but when valuations are attractive, such as now, broadly speaking, investors can still lean into domestic asset classes. The broader question is what sort of risk premium or valuation buffer investors should demand for investing everywhere. There isn't space in this article to tackle global government debt levels, for example, but one of the ways in which governments have been able to absorb popular anger in the West has been through borrowing and spending more. When that is no longer an option, the political fallout could be severe. Another example is AI, where it doesn't seem to be on many investors' radar screens that a political backlash could happen that will be negative for shareholders. Nonetheless, it should also be pointed out that despite the upheaval of the past decade, investment returns have been good. Focusing on the headlines and betting against the market was also not a good idea. For instance, while UK stocks have lagged the US market, they haven't been specifically hurt by Brexit since many are multinationals, also benefiting from a weaker pound. Finally, geopolitics evolves and technology changes, while human nature doesn't. We still make important investment decisions in using brains that evolved on the African savanna over hundreds of thousands of years. Our mental tools to understand this complex landscape are the same ones that helped us avoid predators and find food or mates, while our emotion state often swings between greed and fear. Even in a turbulent world, the biggest risk most investors face are themselves. Ends. Author. Atazak Odendal, Old Mutual Wealth Plus Posts Bio. Atazak Odendal, Old Mutual Wealth. The Economic Consequences of the Peace. Atazak Odendal, Old Mutual Wealth. Concentration Risk. Atazak Odendal, Old Mutual Wealth. One Battle After Another. Atazak Odendal, Old Mutual Wealth. Fragility and Resilience. Atazak Odendal, Old Mutual Wealth. Fighting the Next War. Atazak Odendal, Old Mutual Wealth. Old Mutual Comments on the 2026 Budget. Atazak Odendal, Old Mutual Wealth. Turning a Corner. Atazak Odendal, Old Mutual Wealth. Taking Flight and Taking Fright. Atazak Odendal, Old Mutual Wealth. Many Happy Returns. Atazak Odendal, Old Mutual Wealth. Hot, Cold and Just Right. Atazak Odendal, Old Mutual Wealth. The End of the Lost Decade. Atazak Odendal, Old Mutual Wealth. Bitcoin's Black Friday. Atazak Odendal, Old Mutual Wealth. Santa SARB delivers festive cheer. Atazak Odendal, Old Mutual Wealth. On Track. Atazak Odendal, Old Mutual Wealth. A Year of Trump 2.0. Atazak Odendal, Old Mutual Wealth. Interest Rate Riddles. Atazak Odendal, Old Mutual Wealth. Bubble, Bubble. Toil and Trouble. Atazak Odendal, Old Mutual Wealth. All That Glitters. Atazak Odendal, Old Mutual Wealth. Interest Rate Uncertainty. Atazak Odendal, Old Mutual Wealth. Rocks, Hard Places and Everything in Between. Atazak Odendal, Old Mutual Wealth. People, Pensions and Policy Choices. Atazak Odendal, Old Mutual Wealth. Deciphering Dollar Declines. Atazak Odendal, Old Mutual Wealth. Taco, Toasters, Fire and Oranges. Atazak Odendal, Old Mutual Wealth. An Uncertain Birthday. Atazak Odendal, Old Mutual Wealth. More Political Drama. Atazak Odendal, Old Mutual Wealth. The Madness and the Mundane. Atazak Odendal, Old Mutual Wealth. Economists share their views on the impact of the escalating Middle East conflict. Atazak Odendal, Old Mutual Wealth. Moving Targets. Atazak Odendal, Old Mutual Wealth. Budget 3.0 Highlights. Atazak Odendal, Old Mutual Wealth. Extreme Outcome Avoided. Atazak Odendal, Old Mutual Wealth. The How, When, Where and Why of Warren at Isaac Odendahl, Old Mutual Wealth, The Deluge and the Delusions at Isaac Odendahl, Old Mutual Wealth Tariffs, Turmoil and Trade-Offs at Isaac Odendahl, Old Mutual Wealth COVID, Cars, Costs and Crises at Isaac Odendahl, Old Mutual Wealth Back to Parliament to Make Compromises at Isaac Odendahl, Old Mutual Wealth Making America Guess Again, at Isaac Odendahl, Old Mutual Wealth Budget Blunder Doesn't Bode Ill at Isaac Odendahl, Old Mutual Wealth Fiscal Follies and Phoenixes at Isaac Odendahl, Old Mutual Wealth Thinking Through the Cacophony at Isaac Odendahl, Old Mutual Wealth Turning a Corner at Isaac Odendahl, Old Mutual Wealth New Year, Same Problems at Isaac Odendahl, Old Mutual Wealth The Home of the Brave at Isaac Odendahl, Old Mutual Wealth The Clarity of Hindsight at Isaac Odendahl, Old Mutual Wealth Real Returns in a Rocky Year at Isaac Odendahl, Old Mutual Wealth Managing Mixed Messages at Isaac Odendahl, Old Mutual Wealth Watering the Green Shoots at Isaac Odendahl, Old Mutual Wealth The Trump Questions at Isaac Odendahl, Old Mutual Wealth Trumponomics 2.0 at Isaac Odendahl, Old Mutual Wealth Trump Wins, What Now? At Isaac Odendahl, Old Mutual Wealth Avoiding Fiscal Fireworks at Isaac Odendahl, Old Mutual Wealth Stuck in a Low Gear at Isaac Odendahl, Old Mutual Wealth of Hawks and Hippos at Isaac Odendahl, Old Mutual Wealth Storms and Anchors at Isaac Odendahl, Old Mutual Wealth Storm Clouds, Silver Linings at Isaac Odendahl, Old Mutual Wealth The First Cut is the Deepest at Isaac Odendahl, Old Mutual Wealth The Investing Games at Isaac Odendahl, Old Mutual Wealth A Time of Transitions at Isaac Odendahl, Old Mutual Wealth Pots, Pensions and Portfolios at Isaac Odendahl, Old Mutual Wealth Still Sticking the Landing at Isaac Odendahl, Old Mutual Wealth Highly Strong Markets at Isaac Odendahl, Old Mutual Wealth What to Worry About at Isaac Odendahl, Old Mutual Wealth Charting the Turning Points at Isaac Odendahl, Old Mutual Wealth A Tale of Two Inflations at Isaac Odendahl, Old Mutual Wealth Midpoint Musings at Isaac Odendahl, Old Mutual Wealth The New Dawn at Isaac Odendahl, Old Mutual Wealth Voters and Investors at Isaac Odendahl, Old Mutual Wealth Terra Incognito at Isaac Odendahl, Old Mutual Wealth In Search of Goldilocks at Isaac Odendahl, Old Mutual Wealth Sunspots and Cycles at Isaac Odendahl, Old Mutual Wealth What Trump Means for Markets at Isaac Odendahl, Old Mutual Wealth Old Eras and New at Isaac Odendahl, Old Mutual Wealth Pole Positioning at Isaac Odendahl, Old Mutual Wealth High Water Marks at Isaac Odendahl, Old Mutual Wealth Shadows Cast at Isaac Odendahl, Old Mutual Wealth Thinking Fast and Slow About Valuations at Isaac Odendahl, Old Mutual Wealth 4 years on, at Isaac Odendahl, Old Mutual Wealth Headwinds and Tailwinds at Isaac Odendahl, Old Mutual Wealth The New Big Five at Isaac Odendahl, Old Mutual Wealth New Fiscal Frontiers at Isaac Odendahl, Old Mutual Wealth Another Pivotal Budget at Isaac Odendahl, Old Mutual Wealth Fewer Own Goals at Isaac Odendahl, Old Mutual Wealth Thinking About Geopolitics at Isaac Odendahl, Old Mutual Wealth Selling Dastoury in Davos at Isaac Odendahl, Old Mutual Wealth Great Expectations at Isaac Odendahl, Old Mutual Wealth The New Normal at Isaac Odendahl, Old Mutual Wealth Cautiously Optimistic at Isaac Odendahl, Old Mutual Wealth The Cycle is Turning at Isaac Odendahl, Old Mutual Wealth Pandas, Pegasus or the Chimera at Isaac Odendahl, Old Mutual Wealth Santa Claus or the Grinch at Isaac Odendahl, Old Mutual Wealth Kicking the Can, Not the Bucket at Isaac Odendahl, Old Mutual Wealth Horror and Hope at Isaac Odendahl, Old Mutual Wealth Dollars and Cents and Other Laments at Isaac Odendahl, Old Mutual Wealth Glass Half Full at Isaac Odendahl, Old Mutual Wealth On Bonds and Bananas at Isaac Odendahl, Old Mutual Wealth Bricks-A-Brack at Isaac Odendahl, Old Mutual Wealth Red Dragon Blues at Isaac Odendahl, Old Mutual Wealth Till Debt Do Us Part at Isaac Odendahl, Old Mutual Wealth Barbenheimer Meets the Markets at Isaac Odendahl, Old Mutual Wealth Silver Linings Playbook at Isaac Odendahl, Old Mutual Wealth Ashes to Ashes, Boom to Bust at Isaac Odendahl, Old Mutual Wealth, a hop, a skip, a jump, and a cut at Isaac Odendahl. Old Mutual Wealth, a Rorschach economy at Isaac Odendahl. Old Mutual Wealth opportunities in the chaos at Isaac Odendahl. Old Mutual Wealth RAND shedding and restrictive interest rates at Isaac Odendahl. Old Mutual Wealth yet more surprises at Isaac Odendahl. Old Mutual Wealth more banks and central banks at Isaac Odendahl. Old Mutual Wealth charts that matter at Isaac Odendahl. Old Mutual Wealth of interest at Isaac Odendahl. Old Mutual Wealth rocks and hard places at Isaac Odendahl. Old Mutual Wealth battered and bruised, but not broken. Share on your socials.